Okay, let's go. 90, page 92, Torah Od. Second column, almost at the end. The Alter Rebbe asked the question at the beginning, or before. We're davening for the sake of Karbonis, even though davening is instead of Karbonis, but L'chayda, davening is a greater level because we're elevating ourselves versus an animal. But he explains, on the contrary, Karbonis is elevating the animal. By the way, it wasn't only animal. Every Karbon had inanimate plant, animal, and the person bringing the Karbon. There was the nisuch, the pouring. There was the flower offerings. Everything had daimim tzemer chay medaber. Okay, so he says like this. Okay, Mashenkim is managos is 7 lines in the end of the page. Mashenkim is managos in the time of Golos. Einasiyas amitzvah kirtzein chamamish. It's not really the way Hashem really wants it, of elevating the complete world in a way that it's ma'od, infinite level. It shouldn't be there that there's no person doing avoda. But the primary avoda, like it was by Adam Rishon before the Chet, of the positive mitzvahs, l'shamra the negative mitzvahs, that's primarily in the mitzvah Mashiach dafka. And davening, which is elevating the soul, that's instead of karbonis. But it's not karbonis. Aval ein bechinas karbonis mamish. Kisham bechinas aliyas kol olam is bechlal. Because by a karbon, you elevate everything that exists in the world. Afilu nefesh behema. Hayered eslamata baretz. Even an animal is elevated. By davening, a person's elevated. Yeah, it's the animal soul of a person, but it's still the person, not an animal. By karbonis, you're taking the physical animal and lower inanimate and plant is also elevated to kedusha. Everything, the flower, the tzemer, the daimim. Vinei albachin is gefen v'yayin anal. Concerning this gefen and yayin that he spoke about before, the wine that makes you happy. And the wine that's red wine, which is the level of gevura, overpowering to do, and having strong power to do Torah mitzvahs, it says, Eisidel Gafen Irei. That's what the Patrick says, which, like he said at the beginning of the Maimon, refers to the coming of Mashiach. He's going to tie to the vine, he's going to tie his donkey. That means there'll be such an abundance of vines and wine, people won't care, they'll just use it for whatever. Bidush. What does it mean spiritually? Shibimeis HaMashiach. In the days of Mashiach, Shiyum Shabachinus Adam. When the complete, the Adam will be in a complete level, like you said, Adam is Ma'id, Mashiach, and all that. As Yeklal Yisrael. Then the whole nation, Misalim B'mayla Al-Yayna, will be elevated. Shibachinus Gafen V'yayna Masamer B'simcha Shom Mitzvah. Okay? Meaning, what does it mean? When Mashiach comes, every Jew will be elevated to the ultimate level of wine, meaning Yayin Shel Simcha, and also Eisi Yud, that the Yud of Chochmah Ilah is Eisi the Mekusha Lebchinas Gefen, will be bound and tied to the level of Gefen, meaning even the Chochmah will be elevated to a higher level. By days of bechinas irei, so that irei means is donkeys basically. So what does it mean irei in the spiritual sense? Kine irei sevel base perushim. The word irei is basically including two interpretations. Lashon ayir pere adam yivvaled. Okay, irei comes from the word ayir. Now ayir is ear. City, which is the second interpretation. The first interpretation is the pasuk says Adam ayir per yivoled, meaning per Adam yivoled, meaning a person is born a vilde chaya, a wild animal. and he has to train, refine themselves. That means, whatever that means, whether it means the Vilda Chaya or whether it means a city, will be elevated to a level of Geffen, of wine. What does this mean? So he says, David's explanation is, Ki ayir pera adam yivalid. Yivalid, I know, Ksha medura etse b'kutudasi, v'tivei, that it's given to the him in the child, in his birth and his nature. He says, a person is born with the job of changing your nature. This is the whole aveda of a person, lamed negative hakosha, to go against your strong nature. Okay? Meaning like this. The whole concept of Aveda is to break yourself. Not break yourself fasting and all that. To change your nature. It's brought down in Chassidus, but more in the aroma of Chassidus, meaning like this. Musar, which is a part of Torah, teaches a person the Shanes Mideis of Haroim. What does Musar tell you? You have bad traits. You have anger, selfishness, ego, this. You got to break it. That Musar basically is a concept of Sumira. Okay? Like the Rebbe says in many sikhs. Musar is Sumira. Meaning, you have Ra, you have to change it. You have ego, change it. You have anger, change it. You have selfishness, change it. Chassidus comes along, the Chassidus of the Alter Rebbe is L'shanes Mideis of Hativim. No, I'm sorry. That's Musar. Change your natural Midas because you're born a Vilda Chaya. You're born with bad Midas. You have to change it. Chassidus accomplished not L'shanes Mideis of Hativim, but L'shanes Teva Mideis of. To change the nature of your Midas, even the good ones. Okay, thank you. To change the nature of your midas, meaning even the good ones need to be changed. Musa doesn't deal with that. Musa says, you have bad midas, work on it. That's the Sumerat, that's part of Torah. Chassidus comes along and adds to that. Not only do you have to change your bad midas, you have to change the nature of your midas. That means you learn 10 minutes a day, you got to learn 11. You go a dollar, you have to give $1, whatever. In other words, you have to change the nature of your good midas. And he says that's the ultimate level of Aveda. Now, if your nature goes along with you, then you're lacking Aveda. The whole Aveda is to break your nature in a positive way. That's what he says. He says, Masha Enken Shateva Messiah, but if the nature is helping him, Ainzo Aveda Tamad, that's not Aveda. Then you can ayah per Adam. That's called, you're still the same person. Because your nature is you. So if your nature is doing it, you're still not changing your nature. But when la'osud lovei, irai means your nature. Like you said, adam ayu perivali. Your nature is to be wild. So now, what happens when Mashiach comes? That irai, that nature is going to be tied to the geffen. That means you're going to be elevated to a level of geffen, which comes min ha-gefen, the wine that comes from the grape, ayde dricha, by pressing it, umin ha-regilus, canal, and what your habitual living style is, then it becomes ira, ir Hashem, which is the level of ira lekeinu. Meaning like this, eisri la-gefen ira, yeah, he's going to tie his donkey to the vine. It's going to be such an abundance. So he says, Ruchnius, it means like this. Lasid lavei, the whole lavei is to change your nature. But if your nature is good, then you're not doing aveda. So what's going to happen, lasid lavei? Lasid lavei, your nature is going to be elevated to the level of a wine that comes from the torture of the grape, meaning your nature even then is going to be changed. No matter how good you are, And then you make Ira, Ir Hashem, Ira Lekeinu. Kamei Shomer Azal. Aymah say Nikra Godol. When is he called great? Kshubir Lekeinu. Vilasereka bin Yasein, also to the type of vine he's going to tie his donkey.
Ultimately, you have to do the avoda.
Huh?
You have to ultimately do the avoda, no matter what.
Correct. The whole tachlis is avoda. That's when Mashiach comes, and life's going to be much easier spiritually. We're going to miss the goal state.
If you're good, you do the avoda. If you're somebody that not good, do the teshuva. That's avoda.
Yeah, even the good, you also need avoda. What's the avoid of good? As good as you are, you become better. Yeah. It's an avoda. Sometimes, like Dr. Rebbe explains in Paraktes Vav of Tanya, 1 minute overtime could be harder than an hour of regular routine. And therefore, he's called Eved Elikim versus Loy Avode. Vine, Sereka. What is Sereka? Zmeira Raka. Vyalda, there's a harder vine. It's an older vine, then there's a younger vine. Sha'anavel mo'atim adayin. Which, then it's when the vine is young, there's not good grapes yet. U'ma'at yayin aneitzim imenu. It's called surka, which in Kurdish shurik, shurka, kine gefen, okay, now you're going to diktuk. Gefen is a segol, okay? And shurika is with a shurik. The U, Sureika. Sureika. Huh? The Gam Kol Nukud is Gefen is Segel. Gefen. The Gimel and the Pei is the Segel. Uksiv Gefen Mitzayim Tasiya. Kisu Harim Tzila, meaning Tzila is the Tzil. The mountains will cover the shadow, which is Hashem Tzilcha, which is Yosh's Cheshech Sisrei, that he puts the Cheshech in the highest secrets of Hashem. It goes up high, and it elevates the level of Harim Shena Havis. In other words, then this Aveda makes even greater than the Avis.
Darkness is the Hashem hides darkness
in the highest places, meaning the source of darkness of evil is in the higher than good.
Basically, God forbid something happens, bad happens, and you don't understand it. It's because.
Right.
The sources are very high points.
Yeah, yeah. But he says like this, interestingly. The Avis, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, is Chesed Gvur Teferes, that's a segel. Shuruk is also three dots, but not like a segel, but it's one under the next. Shuruk, no.
I mean, it's there.
Okay, but it's not... Chesed Gvur Teferes. It's basically one under the next. Abo Shureka b'chinas nukudas as Shurek. Shurek yesh b'gamkin gimel nukudas shebesegol. It also has the similar three dots like a segol, but heim l'mazel l'matamizet. There's no hiskalulus of unity like it is by a segol. Kachinei k'shod amulchinas is karvus v'slahavus. B'chkoyach gimel nukudas b'bata l'mailo. Uma maila l'matam. Vamamutza, then, as explained in somewhere else, it's a level of segel. Okay, when you have the connection between the three, by the way, it's like, the avok shemachinus richuk makim, but when it's far, elish shemachinus eido, meaning sheyedei shurachuk me Hashem, he knows he's far from Hashem. Venasek kafuf umeida, and yet he subdues himself, he's mevatel himself. Vein Arav Libay Lakashi, he doesn't have the chutzpah to say coming close to Hashem is called Bittul. He says that's the level of Shuruk. I know, 1 second. Shuruk, here he's saying, is higher than Segel. The Avis are the level of Segel, Chesed Gvur Teferes. Yeah? But a person who feels very far from Hashem, and because his distance from Hashem, not like the Avis who were close to Hashem. That's a segel. But a person who feels very far from Hashem, and because of the distance, he realizes the distance, and he thinks to himself, how can I come close to Hashem, which is the ultimate level of bittul, that becomes the shuruk. That becomes the three dots above each other.
like it's going away, like diagonal, like somebody who...
No, no, it just using it very... He's just comparing the shodik to the segel, basically.
Right. He looks at himself as not like the others, not like a tzaddik.
Yeah, but he makes... But that bit, though, he said, by me a nechi, vayidei ze nasim ebchines asayne. Bchines b'ni, the level of ben. V'la soreika b'ni asayne. He says, through the level of this bitl, then you become the level of banim atem. Okay, this is it goes from Kabbalah to Diktok to whatever.
Rabbi, what? Why does it say sometimes shurut and then shureka?
No, the pasuk speaks about the young grapes sureka. But it's the
word. Oh, so it's not.
No, it's the vowel is shuruk. The vowel is shurik. Sureka is the young vine. Vine besab chus b'chinas elu. Huh? The Alter Rebbe is not saying this in Persian. How do you get the transformation of the segel to the shuruk? And all these levels, Aide kibis bayayin. Okay, before, the pasuk says like this. So he says, Irai is, you change Adamaya Parivyuba, Yivali, then it becomes Irai Lakenu. Vlasereka bini asene through the shuruk means through the level of bitul, you come to bini. Okay, but then the pasuk continues. Kibes v'yayin levushi. You're going to wash your garments in wine. So he explains how do you reach this level of eisri lagefen irai and v'sareka bni asenai through washing your garments in wine. What do you mean washing garments in wine? He says kibes lashon avar. Kibes means not he will wash. He washed. Shetach l'sar shlemish sheyemesa mashiach. The ultimate level of Mashiach, which is, by the way, the Aisir La Gefen Irei V'la Sereka B'ni Aseni, which refers to Mashiach's time. That Shleim is Bechinas Adam to become Irei. And Bechinas Ben is Ayidei Shekvar Kibes B'yayin HaGolus. He washed with the level of Golus. Ayidei Avid Aseinu B'zman HaGolus through the Avodin Golus L'Eirer So'ava. To awaken the love of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, of transforming darkness to light. Meaning like this. By washing your garments, meaning the person cleaning themselves through the Aved of Golus, Aved of Hashem, especially in the time of Golus, right? It purifies the person. Like we said, mitzvahs are given Litzarev ben Asabriyas to purify, to refine the person. So by working in the Aved of Golus, then you come to the level of La'asid Lavei, that you become Eisri La'gefen Irei, you become from Adam Ayir Peri Yivolid, breaking your nature to the level of Ira Lakenu, and then you come to the level of from Segel becomes Shuruk, which is even greater than the others.
Which is
Bittul.
Shuruk is like Esav, because it's like Tohu, the Magus, there's no scavengers, the one on top of each other.
Yeah, but the Shadish is greater. So Lassud Lavi, all the Shadish of everything is going to be revealed.
Now, can you explain this concept of tying the donkey to the
blind,
to the blind? What does that allude to?
Simply, there's such an abundance of wine, they'll just use it for anything. Aisila Gafen Irei means when you do the Aveda, like he says, of wine,
yeah,
which is the Aveda of Yaina Mesamach, which is Avas Hashem, or the level of the red wine, which is Gvura Mishapcha, so then you become connected,
you become tied,
Irei, which is Ir Hashem, Ir Alokeinu, then you become elevated to a level where Hashem rests in Ir Alekeni, become godly. And then, V'lasareka b'ni, through the level of Shurik, meaning through the level of, again, Bittul, then you come to the level of b'ni, you become a ben, banim atam l'Hashem l'kechem. How does this happen? How does the revelation of Mashiach's time happen? Through the avod of Golus, washing your garments, meaning cleaning yourself in Torah mitzvahs, refining the person's guf and neshama, so tefillah or kabbonis, whatever it may be, then, no, well, not kabbonis, but concept of Kabbanis, and then you reach those other two levels. In other words, in simple English, the revelation, Tachlis, the Gili of your Meisah Mashiach, as Dr. Rebbe says, Toli b'maseinu v'avidaseinu b'meshach z'man ha'golos. And by the way, the Rebbe explains in Maimorim, Maseinu v'avidaseinu, Maseinu, what's the double expression? Maseinu actually, there's many explanations, but simply, Maseinu means our actions. Aveda is Eved, Avdus, slavery, meaning when we work with the level of Kabbalah's oil versus the level of Seichel. If you understand something, you enjoy it, then it's not Aveda. Right? A woman who loves to cook is not going to say it's torturous cooking in the kitchen, because they like it. If you like cleaning, you're not going to say Pesach is torturous. Because you like it, it's not Aveda. Aveda is when you don't like it, like an Eved. You don't want to do it, and you do it anyway.
So you have to look for things you don't like?
Yeah.
Can you do it with simple?
That's your tikkun?
Yeah, of course, it's a Yayin
Asamach. But that's Mashiach time.
So what gets it? Kibbutz by Yayin Levushi. Now you use the level of Yayin. You do it with the level of Simcha.
That's washing the garments in the...
When the guy came to Tzemach Tzedek, he said, Rabbi, I have a problem, I don't want to learn. What did Tzemach Tzedek say to him? I have a bigger problem than you. I do want to learn. Because I do want to learn. When I learn, it's not worth anything. And not worth anything. It's not... Look how lucky you are. You don't want to learn, then you learn. So you're much greater. It says, what happens if you have... two people need help. It said the Gemara, and it said the Bradan Shekhna. Two people need help. One you like and one you hate. Who are you supposed to help first? So it says, the one you hate. Why? Because then you're really breaking yourself. A guy can come along, from a secular perspective, they say, okay, listen, I'm helping, I'm doing good. Why shouldn't I do the one I like first? Right? Or only the one I like. Why do I have to do the guy I hate? The answer is no, because in Avedas Hashem, the whole purpose is to break the Yetzer Hara. You don't want to do it, so you dafka do it. That doesn't mean if you want to come to Minyan, you shouldn't come. If you want to learn, you shouldn't. It's just a much greater level of doing it that way.
So this, that shuruk will be greater when Mashiach comes, means that each, it's going to be like Tohu when Mashiach comes.
The Gila,
but
the,
each one is going to have his galus of all the other ones.
Yeah,
at that time.
Yeah.
So each,
the source of everything will be revealed. So then, the source of everything means Tehu will be revealed. Everything will be revealed, and then it is what it is. The great connection with Hashem, but it's dependent on the Aveda now. If you don't wash your garments now, it's not going to happen. It's dependent on the Aveda we do now. Now we don't feel it though. Because we don't see it. But Allah says, love it, we're going to feel it, and we're going to see it.
Have a great day.
Let me go, means exile.